The reading today is from Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
So, here we are, our second week of looking at the Lord's Prayer. And we're looking at the second phrase, I did know, really. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Firstly, I just want to say a little bit about prayer in general. What is prayer to you? Maybe it's talking to God. Maybe it's about asking him for things that we need him to do. Is it a one-way conversation or is it two-way? I think that prayer isn't just about reciting words that we have learned, but it's about getting to know God. Thanks, Emma. We talk about having a relationship with God. You know, Christians, we're meant to have a relationship with God. And the place that we build that relationship is through prayer. And it's just through the lens of being in a relationship with God that I want to look at today's verses. Thy kingdom come. Here's Jesus in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, teaching his disciples to pray for his kingdom to come to earth. Okay, there's different theological interpretations of what is meant by the kingdom of God. But I see it as the place where Jesus rules as Lord and King. One day, when Jesus returns, his kingdom will be established in its fullness. But for now, pockets of his kingdom can be built where those who live under his kingship and live by his rule. And what is that rule? Well, Jesus was in the middle of telling the disciples what his kingdom is like. And at the heart of those teachings is a message of love, compassion, selflessness. Jesus speaks of loving our enemies, forgiving others, caring for the poor and the marginalized. Later in Matthew, Jesus sums up the heart of his kingdom when he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And this is the kingdom that you and I are to bring to earth. And as for his will being done on earth, each time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to guide the surrender of our own wills and place our trust completely in him. I wonder how often we consciously do that when we pray the Lord's Prayer. When we are in that position of wanting God's will above our own, we surrender our control and then we can be instruments in his will being done on earth. So I leave you with two thoughts. How can we, you and I, help to build his kingdom on earth? And are our lives surrendered to his will so that we are doing his will on earth? Short and sweet. And we're going to worship.